It's Pickett, the sneak, and he looks to be short initially, but did he get that ball across the line to gain? My goodness. Just past the line to gain.
Oh, goodness. What do you say? You know, there's frustration after the first half, but they looked like an offense in the second half. I need a minute. Hold on. Oh, I'm sick, but I'm happy. They're 4-2, but this can't be sustainable. But they're 4-2. They also don't have a conference loss or a division loss yet. They've beaten all their divisional opponents, and I don't know how to feel. There's so many things to think about. There are so many weird stats that they have this season. There's so many weird stats so far that indicate that they're not great, but they're playing well in total results. 300 yards total the Steelers had in yesterday's game. 190 of those yards were scored or were achieved in the second half. Late in the game. I think it was 190 yards in the fourth quarter. Either way, I don't know, and I got in an argument with somebody on X yesterday as well. Just a tiny one. No frustrations, but I said, I don't know how to feel. And this one guy was like, what do you mean you don't know how to feel? What kind of tweet is this? They look great in the second half. It's the best they looked all year. But I'm torn the other way because we've seen this before. They have not played well in the first half really at all. They got a field goal in the first half. They had to come from behind again. I mean, I guess technically they had the lead first, but you know what I mean. Like in the second half, they were coming from behind. They gave up points to end the first half, so they're coming from behind in the second half. That one's a little more ticky-tack, but still, technically they were coming from behind. So I'm torn because they're winning games. This is officially like a consistently winning team. They're 4-2. Tomlin's got a great record after the bye, so this one may have just gone their way because of history. But they somehow figured it out, and they got it done in the second half. So I'm torn because they never do it in the first half, but they're consistently playing well in the second half minus two games this year, but they're 4-2 in six games. So, I don't know. Tell me what you think. I'll continue to talk about this and dissect certain things, but if you want to call and express your opinions, 412-928-9370 is the phone number to do that. You can also talk to me on X at Callis_33. You can also see that discussion I had yesterday with this man named Jim Bob, or how he identifies himself, or herself, maybe, I don't know, Jim Bob, on Twitter, on X, so at Callis_33, that's CALLAS_33. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show is presented by 84 Lumber. You can put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. Apply online at 84lumber.com. That's with the numbers as well. It's not the spelled out version, but 84lumber.com. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know how to feel. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not happy about certain things that I saw. And so, like, I'm happy they won, and I'm happy that the offense looked good, and I'm not surprised by Kenny Pickett's performance because I've said this before, I still believe that he's fine. Just, you know, one or two bad games or one or two uncertain looks from him did not dismay me from thinking that he can do it. I don't know if he's going to be elite. It's a hard determination. But still, I think it's okay to put trust in him that he can make certain plays. And I do think that the scheme may hold him back a little from what he can truly obtain or achieve. So I'm fine with Kenny Pickett, and I think that it's inspiring to go out there and watch him play and watch him maneuver the quarterback position. George Pickens is still making crazy catches. He's still a high target player, which is good. Had a dumb penalty in certain parts of the game yesterday. Aside from that, though, he played well, and I like what I saw there. Deontay Johnson, same kind of deal, dumb penalties. Plagued him yesterday, but still, I mean, he's back on the field, and he made an impact in that second half as well, just his presence and his ability. So there are things that we see with the Steelers that make them look like exciting. But again, I'm pulled the other way because they still don't do that in the first half. Now, I have a theory. I'm not even, like, mad. I'm not even mad sitting here now talking and thinking about it because results are results. The win column is all that matters. You could play terribly. Like, the Steelers are exemplifying playing poorly in the first half but still being able to win with the time they have left, like, in the second half of the game. So, like, I'm not even mad about what I saw. But on the other hand, it's like there's still a problem, and the way they're playing, it doesn't seem like it would guarantee them a playoff win. Like, there's no certainty that they could win a playoff game. Now, upsets happen, and if they could squeak out a win against a semi-good team in the first round, maybe they'll get that playoff win. I also have a not-so-likely theory that maybe Matt Canada is trolling other teams and defenses, and maybe that's their strategy. That's why Matt Canada's a genius. Lull the team to sleep, hope that they don't pull away in the first half, you know, let them get comfortable defending and then pull out the craziness in the second half and surprise them and use the last, 8 to 10 minutes of the game to turn it on and score by a possession or win by a possession. So, I mean, that could be true as well. Maybe that's why Matt Canada is the smartest in the room. Maybe he wants to deceive teams because, hey, maybe you lose one or two by a lot, make other teams comfortable, but then squeak out those wins and embarrass them. Maybe that's the strategy that the Steelers can't tell us about and they won't acknowledge. I don't know. But something's working. It's not inspiring necessarily, but something in there is working. All right, got a call, 412-928-9370. Anthony in Oakland is on this morning. Good morning, sir.
Don't worry, young man. Canada will be gone at the end of the year.
That's fine with me.
If this organization fired Haley after the numbers he put up, his teams put up, then they'll fire Canada because this is just you can't wait till the final quarter when you're playing the better teams.
Right.
You know, you're playing the Kansas Cities and the Buffalo. That's the world you want to be in because that's the playoff world.
Yep.
You'll be blown out. So we can't live on in that territory. And I think that, they'll be fine as far as that goes. I don't care how much success they have. I want them to have success. But that does not guarantee he'll be back. And when your scheme plays different. Look at that fifth-round draft pick wide receiver out of BYU. That a scheme could just get you open.
Mm-hmm.
This kid was dominating that game. and so schemes help, and you're playing those Shanahan, Kubiak-type schemes. They eat you. They eat the Steeler defense up. It's just, you know, that's what happens a lot of times when you play them.
Sure. Anthony, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I want Canada to be fired as well. I'm just kind of – I'm just kind of trying to reason with myself and kind of understand, like, what's going on with this. I mean, I don't want him to stick around. I think the Fire Canada chants are warranted in Acrisure Stadium or at a football game. Anything outside of that's a little much. But, if this is the way it is and this always coming from behind, I don't think it's sustainable. On the other hand, though, when I think about it, like if they can squeak out a win, like even in the first round of the playoffs and move on with a win, like I'm fine with that even to an extent. I know Super Bowls are the goal, but like my whole goal this season, my expectations, I want them to win a playoff game. I want them to end that streak. I want them to show signs that they can keep up and stay relevant through January. And then if they lose in the second round, like it's like, all right, well, at least they got over that for me. I mean, at least they got over that streak of no playoff wins. Yeah, but it's just so bothersome that they've been good enough to make it to the playoffs before and they've lost in the first round, or they've been good enough to barely miss. And that's where I am with it. Now, yeah, I don't think Canada's good enough to be employed still. That's still my opinion. I still hold true. Don't worry, I haven't wavered from that at all. But I'm just saying, as I see it now, if you're winning games, you know, you might think it's not sustainable, and I don't either, but like right now, I mean, if they win 10 games like this, I'm not going to be too disappointed. The way they're playing, I mean, they're scheduled too. Now, I'm a little scared about that too. I'm going to talk about this coming up a little bit too. More Steeler talk, more around the league talk. But, they're winning games tight. And maybe they can make it through doing that. I don't know. But it's just, it's wild to me. I'm still stunned. I'm still baffled by all of this. I'm still baffled by how they're winning games. But if they win the games, I mean, that's all that matters. Maybe you don't think they will. Maybe you don't think they can. But we'll have yet to see. I mean, oh boy. All right. Well, let's all kind of digest a little bit. If you want to call, you can talk to me. 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X. That's at @Callas_33, @CallAS_33. You can respond to my comments, make your own, and I'll respond to you. We can have a conversation because I need to reason with myself a little bit and with these circumstances, because there's just so much to get into this morning. My name is Nicholas Harry Callas. You're listening to the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Stop into Sun for a chance to win great autographed memorabilia and tickets from your favorite Pittsburgh athletes and teams. Right now, it's kind of pushing 40 degrees in the area today. High of 59, low of 36, clear skies. And then tomorrow, the high reaches 73, low 43, and more clear skies expected. That's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. I got a couple more minutes to take your calls at 412-928-9370, and we'll start with this caller. Good morning. Introduce yourself.
Good morning. Old German Rod. Haven't called for a while.
All right.
You know, an ugly loss is better than a pretty arena. Jeez, I said that backwards. ugly win is better than a pretty loss any day.
Sure.
You played sports. Your coaches told you that.
Right.
And I think Kenny's going to be okay. I'm with you about firing Matt Canada.
Yes.
But if it wasn't for our defense starting that third quarter, I think that whole game would be totally different, and then we'd be yelling really loud today about firing Matt Canada.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. The defense, you know, Crowley's been talking about that forever. He's been like, the defense could make a stop. And guess what? In the third quarter, they made some stops. I think they had like three straight three and outs, something like that. Like, they were making stops, and they were getting stops on third down. And I think that also changed the trajectory of the game, because if they don't make those stops and they let the Rams keep driving down the field, who knows what the final score might have been. I mean, they could even kick field goals, and gotten those little points to try to crawl back. But the fact that they weren't able to score at all and had to punt, that was pretty good. So kudos to the defense. Good point there. All right, we got one more caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
This is Roland calling from Los Angeles.
You're on Los Angeles.
I'm in Los Angeles. There's another guy, little Austin Bechtold's out here as well. I think he's flying back. I'm staying for a couple more days.
All right.
Nick, I got to tell you, it's everything I dreamed. The greatest stadium I've ever seen. Air conditioning, breezeway, seats you don't have to even move to let people get around you.
It was
an incredible day. The Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl.
You think so?
Well, I think you brought up the big issues, Matt Canada.
Yep.
They were screaming for it. They were screaming. I don't know what it was like on TV, but it was electric.
Were they chanting Fire Matt Canada there?
There was Fire Matt Canada, but the biggest thing that I saw was that defense. They had to go silent count. The Rams had to go silent count.
Wow.
They were screaming defense so loud. It was deafening. I mean, it was as loud there as it's ever been at Acrisure. And I'll tell you what, this was the game that decided where the Steelers go for the rest of the season. And they passed. This defense is spectacular. And you can see Pickens. If Pickens would stop trying to fight with people and try to take guys' heads off. If they can get Pickens to settle down, because he was as wound up as everybody else that was out there. Steeler Nation took over that stadium. What a magnificent, magnificent day. It's Victory Monday, Nick. I heard you're losing weight. You're doing great. I'm so proud of you. And I got nothing but great things to say. Let's keep this thing rolling. And it's going to be a long, tough season, but 12-5, and they're going to the Super Bowl, and they win their seventh Lombardi in another great stadium out in Vegas.
Rolling, keeping it rolling. Thank you for the call, Roland. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a good Monday, so be happy, by the way. There's no reason to be super miserable. They're 4-2. That's the bottom line. Now, the only thing that I'm scared of, history has seen that they've lost to the teams that are winnable, and they've got some winnable games coming up on the schedule, so I hope they don't take those lightly and they keep playing maybe a little better than they have, right? Because, you know, we don't want them to continue to struggle on offense in the first half. I don't want that, but I do think I do know that some of their winnable opponents in the past they've lost to, and they've won some surprising games, so they've done it backwards. But let's hope for the best. Have a happy Monday, because, you know, the Steelers won and they're 4-2 and they're close to the top of the division, and that really is all that matters up front. And we'll go on from there. But it's six games into the 17-game season.